'Tis the voice of the lobster. I heard him declare, "You'll bake me too well, I must sugar my hair." As his luck with its eyelids, so he with his nose trims his belt and his buttons and turns down his toes. When the sands are all dry, he is gay as a lark, and will talk in contemptuous tones of the shark. But when the tide rises and sharks are around, his voice has a timid and tremulous sound. I passed by his garden and marked with one eye, while the owl and the panther were sharing a pie. The panther took pie crust and gravy and meat, while the owl had the dish as its share of the treat. When the pie was all finished, the owl as a boon was kindly permitted to pocket the spoon, while the panther received knife and fork with a growl and concluded the banquet.